Fellow Drydenites, Mayor Wilson here. Our community, our country, and our planet is facing one of the most devastating health and economic crises in generations. We have weeks and months of struggle ahead and must work to keep our spirits up to make the best of a bad situation. The irony is not lost in stating that collectively we will get through this turmoil together by staying apart and obeying new government laws and health guidelines. Though the City of Dryden's declaration of emergency has not resulted in dramatic changes to the way we currently operate, that may not always be the case, and Council felt it important to follow the lead of other municipalities in highlighting the urgency of the situation as a warning to all of the gravity of the matter, because lives are at stake, and we all have a role to play. Towns and cities, countries and continents are faced with the same dilemma. How can we all stay at home in relative isolation to protect our health and stop the spread of the virus, yet at the same time keep the economy going so that people can earn wages, grocery stores are stocked, healthcare, fire, and police officers can continue protecting us, heat and light, water and sewer, garbage pickup and disposal continue to be provided for homes and shops, roads and sidewalks are maintained, and on and on. The world is, as the saying goes, caught between the devil and the deep blue sea right now. And this is not an easy time for any of us. It's been suggested by some in the community that we are lacking leadership at this critical time. Please consider the following. Getting through this requires coordinated leadership and teamwork at many levels. Leaders in this town are everywhere, often strategizing with leaders in other parts of the community and with outside senior level agencies and governments, behind the scenes and out of the public eye, supporting frontline efforts and working tirelessly to ensure the rest of us receive the goods and services necessary for daily life. Then there are the heroic frontline hourly staff who can be found in government services and both large and small businesses, charities, etc., working in close contact with customers to deliver essential goods and services. Add to that everyday private citizen heroes risking exposure to the virus simply by running grocery and medical prescription errands for other family members. I've been told knitters and quilters have been busy making homemade masks for our hospital and other healthcare workers. Thank you to all the volunteers who are helping others without any concern for media attention or public accolades. Finally, there are those who can't or don't work and can do nothing more than obey directives to stay at home. My simple message of gratitude to you all is this. On behalf of myself and Council, thank you all for your contributions and for keeping calm, thinking of others, and carrying on. Your faithful, respectful, and responsive daily actions are working to make life in Dryden more bearable. These are early days, but we will come back more quickly as a town because of your actions. Thank you.